This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. BP, Transocean, and Anadarko settled the 2010 oil spill claims earlier this year.
Now we know the amounts of money that all of these three parties will be paying into the Restore Trust Fund, approximately $5.3 billion.
Chris Barnes with the Governor's Office of Coastal Activities says this is your chance to weigh in on the first draft plan for how that money should be spent.
It'll be at coastal.la.gov under What's New, and comments will be accepted through January 14th.
Beyond just the specific projects being proposed, Barnes told the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority they particularly want public input on how to get the biggest bang for these BP bucks.
While it looks like a large amount of money that the state will ultimately receive under the Restore Act, we do not have the money today. And in fact, we will not have all of the money until year 2031. CPRA is considering alternative funding streams that could be reimbursed with the Restore funds as those funds become available over time, as well as accelerated financing options, such as the potential idea of bonding the funds so that we can use the funds today to do more good rather than waiting for these smaller payouts over the 15-year period.
Among the proposals in the plan, offering some state settlement money as a match for parish settlement dollars for larger local projects.
We certainly welcome public comment on any aspect of the plan, including the parish matching program. And they can be submitted via email to coastal@la.gov. And we would love to hear if they think there are ways that we can make the program even better than what is laid out in the plan.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.